today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. The topic of this episode is a question. Why does Allah test us? Today, Tuesday, is the 11th of Jamadil Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 155 to 157 of chapter Al-Baqarah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ
And we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits. But give good tidings to the patient.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون
Who, when disaster strikes them, say, Indeed we belong to Allah, and indeed to Him we will return.
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون
Those are the ones upon whom are blessings from their Lord and mercy, and it is those who are rightly guided.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah tests all human beings, but with varieties. All the different sides of the world are the testing places, and all the members of humanity, even the prophets, and are under trial, and all the pleasant and unpleasant things are the means of trial. We ought to know that the divine examinations are not done in order to clear out the ambiguity, but they are to evoke and train the capacities and abilities of mankind. The means of this trial are all bitter and sweet happenings of men, including fear, hunger, loss of property, lives, and agricultural products.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكرًا يا ربي شكرًا هديت قلبي شكرًا نورت دربي شكرًا شكرًا يا ربي
An interesting question of the series of today's special. Why does Allah test us? When someone asks us, what is your religion? We say, Islam. But what really makes us Muslims? What is the proof that we are worthy of being called Muslims? It is the same proof that teachers use to make sure a student is worthy of being at the school attest. That is the reason that Allah the Exalted tests me and you, as He said in the Holy Quran in chapter 67, verse 2, Who has created death and life, that He may test which of you is best indeed. And He is the Almighty, the Oft-Forgiving. Chapter 67, verse 2. The Prophet said the extent of the reward will be in accordance with the extent of the trial. If Allah loves the people, He tries them. And whoever is content will be contentment. And whoever is angry will be anger.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. The question of the day that we are going to talk about is about the divine test and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests people and tests us. In order to make the soldiers strong in a battlefield, let's say, or in an army, and by strong I mean strong in terms of combat, they are taken to maneuvers and difficult wars, and they are exposed to all kinds of problems. Thirst, hunger, heat, cold, difficult events, and difficult obstacles, so that they are trained and watered. And this is the secret of, exactly like the secret of the divine test. So the same way that we take the soldiers into different battlefields to prepare them, to actually to create some maneuvers for them, it means that we are preparing them for a higher goal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book, the Holy Quran, has clarified this truth in this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is so that Allah may test what is hidden in your chest and what is in your heart. He is completely pure and He knows all the secrets inside you. So even the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, has a very meaningful definition in the field of philosophy of divine test, and says that, but He tests them so that good and bad deeds, which are the criteria of reward and punishment, appear from them. That is, the inner qualities of a person alone cannot be measured of reward or punishment, except when it shows itself in front of human actions. So divine test, or the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes from His servants, actually are to reveal what they have inside in action, to bring talents from power to action. So the divine tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala usually takes are the kinds of tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them to reveal what they have inside, to bring the talents from power to action, and to see who is deserving to have a reward or a punishment.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
Allah tests us in order to make us better and stronger Muslims. The point where you overcome a test successfully, you are not the same anymore. You are now better prepared for further challenges. You have stronger belief in Allah and more hopeful of success. This is given to us to strengthen our iman or faith. What is it? Tests. This is one reason that we are tested. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The people who face the most difficult tests are the prophets, then the righteous, then those following them in degree. A person is tried according to his religion. So if there is firmness in his religion, then the trial is increased, and if there is a weakness, then it is lightened. Verily, a trial remains with the servant until he walks the earth, having no sin left upon him. Allah wants to refine us out of his love and mercy so that we can attain not just paradise, but the highest rank of the prophets and the righteous. Tests expose our faults and weaknesses to ourselves, and that awareness enables us to be more focused and proactive in rectifying those aspects of our character."
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ يَهْدِي الْعَصَى رَبُّنَا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
On the continuation of this episode of today's special, we'll look at developing a positive attitude towards trials. And this is one item under the ways to face trials with a positive heart. Recently, a story of a crippled family gained much attention in the media. The father, a poor old man, relayed the story of his 5 children who were born healthy, but as they grew up, suffered slow crippling one by one due to genetic diseases. The old mother and father were responsible for taking care of these children, ages 7 to 15. Who behave like 2-year-olds. What touches my heart is this interview was his outlook towards his problem. He said, "Maybe Allah didn't trust anyone other than me to take care of these beautiful, helpless children." Can we compare the problems of our life with his great trial? We must constantly remind ourselves that there is someone out there facing a greater trial than ours.
Why is it that people that are extremely popular also sometimes fail, whether it is in regards to this world or the next? When we ask ourselves such questions, sometimes we no longer truly want to have that position that we wanted. We no longer want to have that wealth that we always dream of. We no longer want to put ourselves in that position, and we realize that the blessing of Allah onto me is when I am not popular. The blessing of Allah onto me is when I'm not wealthy. The blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala onto me is that they did not choose me to be the supreme judge. The blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala onto me is, for example, not being the leader of my community. Sometimes we look at leaders, we look at wealth, we look at popularity, we look at even bravery and patience and what have you, and we say those are great qualities. They indeed are great things, but they come with sets of difficulties and tests that not every one of us is able to handle.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we continue this topic, why does Allah test us, on the next episode, tomorrow. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. accepting who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.